Welcome to the Leader Manager Coach Podcast, your weekly podcast where we take a deep dive examining knowledge, philosophies, wisdom and insight to help you to lead, manage and coach in football, sports and life. Leader Manager Coach is presented by Rob Riles. Rob is a qualified coach with a League Managers Association qualification and a science and medicine background. He has worked in the football industry in Europe, USA and Africa at international, premiership, league, non-league and grassroots levels with World Cup and European Championship experience.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Leader Manager Coach podcast. Welcome to the programme. It's Rob Riles welcoming you to this podcast. And I am recording the podcast looking out onto a city street in the amazing city of Dhaka in Bangladesh. And as I sit here looking out of a hotel bedroom window, I can see below me the busy, although not as busy as normal because it is a Saturday, and that forms part of the weekend here in Dhaka. The busy city street with the buses, with open windows and cars and motorbikes, cycles, the little taxis that run up and down, and the heat and the blue sky and the almost unbelievable amount, the plethora of little businesses and shops, and it's a sight to behold. And so as I record this podcast, that's what I'm looking out on, and very blessed to do so. And I was just doing a little bit of reflection this morning and thinking about what to talk about with the podcast, and hopefully there's an awful lot of real successful people out here who are from the world of football, who I would like to bring to you in the near future in terms of tapping into their experience. So I'm looking forward to bringing you some great interviews. This is our second week in Dhaka, and as national coaches for the academy. And it's been a week of consolidation. We've built lots of relationships, and we've probably done an awful lot of analysis. Really, we've certainly begun to analyze the big picture, and put in some place for plans for what we hope to achieve in the short term, in the medium term, certainly, and the long term as well, with the guidance of the technical director, Paul Smalley. And it's been a few days of a lot of activity, and a lot of good progress. And there's been lots of learning points. There'll be many people listening to this who are coaches now. Whether you're a football coach or you're a sports coach in another arena, it doesn't really matter. Or you are, you know, as I've said many times on this podcast, the principles of life, the principles of success, the principles of happiness really are universal, no matter what arena you're in, no matter what niche you're in. So, you know, some of you may be looking to moving abroad, moving somewhere, going to a different culture in order to experience something, to fulfill an ambition, to realize a dream, to further your career. And obviously, to those of you who have been in that situation to be able to experience that recently of moving to a different culture, and hopefully we can bring you some of those learning experiences. Now, the city is a massive contrast to where I've been before in terms of its busyness, in terms of its population, in terms of the streets. And although I've worked in Africa, but that takes a lot of adjusting to. It's noisy. The way that people drive and get about is totally different. The rules and regulations are not as strictly adhered to as in many other countries. But that doesn't mean it's not a better or worse scenario. It's just how it is. But it takes an adjustment, and it is noisy, and we need to be on hand near to our training academy, and the hotel we've got is very, very nice. The accommodation we've got is very, very nice, and but it's pretty close to the urban beat, if you like, and you have to get used to the noise, but that's part of it, really. The other thing that often is a challenge for people who do move out of their own culture and move abroad is one of the fundamentals of life, and that's nutrition, hydration, and food. And as somebody who's obviously takes a great deal of interest in that in terms of performance, hydration and nutrition, you know, you do obviously have to be duly diligent about the intake that you take, A, for health reasons and B, for nutritional purposes. Obviously, we're well supplied with bottled water because that's important. So, you know, that's a key thing. You know, if you're ill yourself, you're no good to man the beast, as they say, and it's like putting your own seatbelt on first. Your self-management is absolutely key. So obviously we drink bottled water, and the food we're provided with is absolutely wonderful here, to be honest with you. We've got loads of choice. There's a plethora of choices, whether you want to have local delicacies or you want to, you know, lean towards what's most comfortable and what you're used to, the things that you're used to. So we're very blessed with that, and we're provided with excellent nutrition. So, and that's important. If you are going to somewhere, and in this role that I'm in now, we will be traveling to different countries, and the logistical experience that I've had with traveling abroad with teams has highlighted to me the importance that nutrition and hydration has, because if those things are not correct, it takes very little time for morale, for performances, for welfare issues to raise their head and things to become an acute issue, if you like. So it's something that's been put in place for us, and we're doing great with that. The temperature takes something to get used to. Obviously we're in Bangladesh, and they're used to temperatures in the 30s, and which sometimes feel like maybe it's in the 40s sometimes when you're in the middle of a hot pitch and there's no breeze. But for us Europeans, that takes a little bit of getting used to. So obviously you need to be well supplied with your protection, so that you can last more than a couple of days without getting burnt and suffering all the consequences of that. So that's something that you need to be aware of. It's simple, it's common sense, and you may think, well, why am I talking about it on a podcast about leadership, management and coaching? Well, it comes under the banner of self-management, and it's the little things that matter. Somebody once said to me, there's no such thing as a little thing. You know, if you want to look at how big a mosquito is in a room and compare the ratio of the size of the mosquito to the size of the room, it's infinitesimally small, but it's an issue. Okay, so small things are very, very important. The relationships that we've built, we hope to build on, very, very important. Language, obviously, language needs to be appropriate so that, you know, you can communicate successfully, and the local people, whether that's the administrative staff, the local coaches, and the key people at the academy and in the hotel, they all speak good and sufficient English for us to get by. And from a personal point of view, I think it's a great positive to be able to reciprocate that, and it's something that's a real positive for everybody if you try. And even if you blunder through it and make an effort and an attempt to learn one or two words in their native language, it builds bridges, it creates a rapport, it often brings a smile as you bludgeon your way through delicate words. And yes, they may laugh and smile, but it breaks down barriers, and it creates friendships, and that's certainly something that we've found. So that's been really good, and I can't recommend that enough. I think it's really important as well when you do go to places that are not familiar to yourself, you know, whether that's for your work, hopefully, in your role, that you recognise that there will be cultural differences. And obviously we are in a country here that has a religion that is, I believe, 70%+ Muslim. And the people here are strongly into their faith and the manifestations of that are five times a day you will hear the azan, the call to prayer from the mosque, which maybe you may find intrusive, especially at 4 a.m. in the morning. But the other alternative is to look at that and just say, you know, that's their life. I'm here as a guest, and that's part of their culture. And that's the way that we've attempted to listen to that, and or to hear that, and to allow that. And on Fridays, it's their main prayer day. You know, I'm no expert. This is just something that I've picked up from chatting to people that we've worked with. That some people pray five times a day, because that's part of the Islamic religion, and people do that and need time and space to do that, and you accept that. And things like in the month of Ramadan, the people fast from sunrise to sunset. Some people fast totally with just the food, and others with food and water, which can be a challenge if you are in a performance environment or culture. And following that, they have Eid, which is their festival, where they celebrate the end of Ramadan. And as I say, it's in Christianity we have our Christmas and so on. And you have to recognize these things and allow for them. So that's the cultural thing, which, you know, no matter where you go in the world, I think it's a great thing to acknowledge and celebrate people's cultures with them, and meld into them and mold yourself so that your journey is not one of an abrasive one, and you actually are happy and enjoy where you are whilst you work, because I think that's the only way to have any kind of longevity. It is... obviously, after our, you know, just becoming more specific, if anybody wants to follow the journey that we're on in terms of what we're doing here in Bangladesh is developing their youth system academy and working closely with sponsors, the Fortis Group, who are big supporters of the Bangladesh Football Federation Academy and work strongly in collaboration with them. We've had a wonderful experience this week. We were introduced to the owner of the business, who has a very, very successful production business of clothing, and has a we were given a guided tour of the site of the facility, which is something to behold. It is an absolute what can I say? It's a hive of industriousness, of productivity, of systemization. It is one heck of an operation that you see with hundreds of people, maybe even thousands of people, almost seemingly working in harmony, all doing their own jobs with their own roles, own responsibilities, working together. You know, that there's work going on there. There's productivity. There is efficiency. And it's clean, it's tidy, and it's something that hit me as something to aim towards in terms of representing a successful enterprise, no matter what it was. That's an industrial, if you like, or a production enterprise. But the principles are the same. There's people who know their jobs, people who know their responsibilities, people who are committed to doing what they're there to do, to creating, to outputting, and people to bring it together and to tweak the operation and make sure the supplies are there, and people to make sure that the sales is in place and the logistics. Absolutely fantastic. No mean feat. Doesn't happen overnight. Probably taken many, many years to create. Probably started very small. Is expanding, has expanded, and it is at a stage which is certainly impressive, and it was an education to be there. And thank you to the people who showed us around, a guy called Muin, who gave us his time and showed us around. So thank you, Muin. And we were fortunate enough to meet the owner as well, who seems a very, very nice gentleman, very, very successful in what he's done. And that's all part of building relationships, because those people are very, very interested and very keen and are big supporters of what we're doing on the technical side with the players. Now, obviously, for you coaches out there, you will recognize the desire in all of us coaches to work with our players, because ultimately that's what it's all about. Certainly that's what it's about for me, and I'm sure, you know, I would trade any amount of hours doing anything else for a 1 hour on the grass with players. Otherwise, that is why I do what I do, and I'm sure it's exactly the same for you. You know, what is it that attracts you to the world of management, to the world of coaching, if it is in the sport, in the football arena, or the swimming pool, or the athletics track, or wherever it is on the hockey field? What is it? It's often that absolute one-on-one or one-on-11, or, you know, as the coach there, the influencer, the coaxer, the communicator, the creator, the facilitator, whatever you want to call it, working with those boys, those players, those girls to get that infinitesimally small baby step incremental improvement and to adjust something or to educate something so that it moves forward. And really looking forward to doing more of that. We've done a significant amount this week, but we want to do more of that. And it's a pleasure to be able to work, I have to say, on a surface that's really good, with the groundsmen, ground staff that are very helpful and are working with us. And we're just in the process of marking out certain areas and pitches so that we can maximise the area that we've got. It's hot, it's warm, and it's a pleasure to work. And we're aiming to get sessions in morning, sessions in the afternoon, so that we can you know, really, really improve and make Bangladesh a success story, or even more of a success story, to, you know, mirror what the senior team are currently doing. And it will bear fruit. And I heard a very small interview, or a very small video, should I say, by Matt Ward, who Matt's got a very successful coach promotion business. He helps coaches with their careers, and he is somebody who is well worth following on LinkedIn. If you're interested, have a look for Matt. He put some great content out, and I watched a 30-second video that Matt did today, and his video was about, look, you may send an email, you may send a communication, you may speak to somebody, or you may do something, and if you are patient, then that particular communication will bear fruit. But it may be 2 years before it bears fruit. It may be 6 months before it bears fruit. It may be a week before it bears fruit. But we have to be patient, and we have to recognize that we are in this for the long term. And there is a longevity to everything that's successful. Look at that factory, that production facility that we went around the other day. That didn't happen overnight. It's quality, it's got substance to it, and there are systems and procedures in place. And that's what we're looking to do at the academy. We're looking to put systems in place. We're looking to put protocols in place. We're looking to put procedures in place that are successful, and we can tweak them, and we can change them, we can adjust them. But it will take time. It's nothing happens in a day. Rome wasn't built in a day, and, you know, there's something called cathedral thinking. If you want to have a cathedral built, you need a thought process. You need a picture. You got the picture in your mind, you may put it on paper. When you put it on paper, you may get somebody who's really clever to put it on a computer, or nowadays, or you make a matchbox model of them, or papier-mâché model, or whatever you used to do, a balsa wood model, and then a steel model, and then get some people involved who come along and have a look, and have a socialise, and talk about it, and think about it, and ask them if they've got any ideas, and then go again. And then eventually, you probably need some investment, some people who can see that it's financially viable, and it will last, and it will represent something that's meaningful and will last, and they can utilize, and will have value, and will contribute. So it goes on, and then maybe you bring in some experts who understand the land, and experts who understand construction, and experts who understand the law, and experts who understand the specifics of the project, whatever it is. And then so it goes on, and then the next stage, and you may then, you know, start the foundations, and that's what we're doing here at the academy. We're building the foundations. The thing's just been in place for a few weeks, and it's a blessing, an absolute blessing, to be involved at such an early stage with so much potential and so much hunger and so much hope and optimism. And we must be aware of trying to achieve success in a week, success in a month, success in a year, where everybody wants to win. We all want to win. It's human nature. It's competition. It's what drives sport. And it's natural. Without the desire to win, without the desire for me to, from you know, you and me to have a game and to pit our wits against each other and to compete and to get over the line first or score more goals, etc., etc. You know, the element of that goes away and will take something away. But it isn't all about winning at all costs, because we want something to last. We want it to have a longevity. We want it to be there in 100 years, in a century's time, for other people to enjoy, for people to come in and it be better then than it is now. And to hand the reins over to somebody else once you've done your bit. And that is what it's all about. At the same time, yes, we understand that people want to create success. People want to stand up and say, we've done this and we won. I understand that. You understand that. We understand that. It's human nature. And I certainly won't be trying to take that away. However, it is very important, in my humble opinion, especially when you're talking about young people who need to develop, people who need to round off their education, their skills, their understanding of life, their all the different facets that make a good, honest, strong, successful person, a performer. The psychological side, the social side, those social skills, those interactive skills, those communication skills, the technical skills that make them excellent at what they do, that is the reason that people will pay them. And we'll give them an opportunity that they can have a better life, or at least they can enjoy what they do. Because the better we are at what we do, I believe the more chance we've got of enjoying it. But you know, winning at all costs and winning with by not conforming to the rules so that it's a fair playing field is a false dawn. Sometimes you win when you lose. Okay. So you lose because you've lost the game, but your performances have been wonderful. The three players that have really struggled over the past 3 months have now stood up to the test. They've shown you some resilience. They've shown you some technical skills that they've taken on, and they've moved on. You have won. You may have lost the game. Alternatively, you may win a game, and you may be lucky. And it may be due to the fault of the other team that you won the game. Well, maybe you lost really in that game, you lost, although people will say you won. Okay, so it's all about perspective, and I think that needs to be balanced, and it's something that we need to be aware of. But it's a great experience so far. We're just getting into the establishment stage of trying to get some fundamentals in place that will make this academy a success, that will make Bangladesh Football Federation a more potent force in the world of football. And as I said, it's a great experience. We are in the very early stages of doing so, and as I keep saying, it's a very fortunate opportunity to be able to contribute and to be considered as somebody who's an expert to come in and to help, if you like. It's all about learning. It's all about learning for everybody. You know, the local coaches have been very, very humble and said, you know, we're very glad you're here because we can learn from you and we can take your knowledge and et cetera, et cetera. And that's great and absolutely fantastic and an honour to be considered like that. And it's respected. But I also think that having a learning approach to life, no matter where you are, is a fundamental key. And for me, it's all about learning from them and this country and the experience of the whole thing as well. It's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. So I'm sure that the growth's going to come. I'm certainly enjoying the challenge and enjoying the time to be able to focus on this, because sometimes in life we have an awful lot of things to consider and our focus can be watered down. But this opportunity is certainly giving an ability to focus on something specifically, which I think is a big important thing. And there are going to be challenges, undoubtedly. Bring on the challenges, because challenges are the thing, aren't they, that stimulate us to respond. You know, the part of us that is want the bit that wants that easy life, the part of us that bit wants that, oh, I hope everything goes okay today, it's a nice sunny day and everything goes swimmingly. The other part of it is that thing that says, look, whatever happens, happens, just bring on the challenges and I will respond appropriately and I will grow. And yes, it may challenge me and hopefully it will, but that's how we all get better daily, little by little. And yes, looking forward to all that. Certainly understanding that patience is required, and hopefully that's one of the learning things that's come across from this podcast. But yeah, we're into it for the second week and just wanted to share some learning experiences along the way, part two of the story, if you like. Not sure how many of these are going to do, focusing on Bangladesh. If it's positive and you're enjoying it and you get something out of it and it's a story and it's, you know, certainly not a monologue, it's not meant to be me saying, hey, look at this, this is great, I'm doing this and I'm doing the other. It's not about that at all. It's hopefully things to share that you can relate to and you can enjoy and certainly profit from as well, from an experiential point of view. But as always, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen. If you think you know somebody who would benefit from this, please share it. It's obviously the Leader Manager Coach podcast. It's on Apple, it's on iTunes, it's on Stitcher. If you've got any comments, you want to chat on LinkedIn, Facebook, all the usual social media platforms, and the Our Game app, often on there. So download the Our Game app and you know, get chatting on there. I'm often on there. It's a great platform. It's all about football. So enjoy. Fill your boots. Okay, great to chat. Appreciate your time as always. Catch you later. Bye-bye.